Everybody, welcome back to what is we're excited to share is our and excited for the right reasons. This is the last episode of the Way Back Chronicles podcast. And this doesn't mean we're going away. We're actually going to start a new path with this podcast, some of the similar content. But to sort of explain why and how we got to this decision, I'm going to hand it over to Noel, who's going to sort of share our thought process.
So a couple of weeks ago, I came to Steve and Keith and I said, hey, let's, what is our elevator pitch? Like if you're familiar with that term, what it is basically is, if I had 10 seconds to tell somebody about, my business or, you know, tell them about what I do or in an effort to basically sell them on my product or service or whatever, you need to be able to tell them in, you know, in 10 seconds or so in, you know, like a ride in an elevator. That's what an elevator pitch is. And ask them like, what is our elevator pitch for Wayback Chronicles? Like, how do we in 10 seconds or less describe to a listener or a potential listener, what is the Wayback Chronicles podcast? And it was a little difficult to kind of encapsulate. Like, it was a little difficult to describe. And we were uncomfortable with kind of describing it as a history podcast or a nostalgia podcast because, I mean, let's be honest, there's only so much history and nostalgia that you can actually listen to that would keep your attention for any length of time. And I think it's kind of started a really good discussion. And what we ended up with was that we need to really kind of focus the podcast on our audience. And I think our audience, frankly, is us, like people that are like us, that are in our generation, that are in the Gen X, in the Gen X generation. So we're like, okay, so Gen X is really kind of the focus of our podcast. And it's not just, you don't tune in to just listen to nostalgia or history or, you know, the best of things and things like that that happened during our time. But like, there's issues that people in our generation are facing right now. Like, we have aging parents. That's an important topic. Could we have speakers on that kind of can talk about that issue specifically? Yes, we could. Would that fit the Wayback Chronicles podcast? Not really, because Wayback Chronicles is really specifically designed to talk about the best of things. It was designed to talk about the best things that have happened since 1990, basically in the Gen X generation. It wasn't really meant to be topical in the sense that it was designed to talk about things that are of importance to the Gen X, you know, to the Gen X generation. So we really needed to kind of expand the whole focus of the podcast to issues that are important to the generation, to Gen X. To include not just the history and nostalgia that would be Wayback Chronicles, but also, like I said, topical things that are important to people that are in the Gen X generation today. And so from that discussion, we conceived a new podcast called The Gen X Journey. And the Gen X Journey focus, really, Keith, I'm going to kick it over to you and kind of have you talk about what is the focus of the Gen X Journey podcast and like what is the scope really of the Gen X Journey podcast?
I think you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned like what are we? What's our brand? You know, we don't want to be a history pod. We like the nostalgia. That was one of the things that got us excited about doing this in the first place. Is we love talking about things that make us smile. But as we started talking with others, as we started getting, you know, feedback from people who were like, now, what is it that you all do? It really was something where we sat back and said, okay, what do we want to do with this? And it gave us a second to hit the pause button and say, okay, there's only so many years that we're going to be able to discuss. And we want to make sure, and again, hey, the Wayback Time Machine is still here as a tribute from what we were in the past. It's going to tell us some history. So we're still going to do that. But like Noel said, there's so many issues that we're facing as Gen Xers, and meaning fun things that are happening for us right now. Scary things, like Noel said, I unfortunately my parents have passed, but I dealt with aging, dementia, all of those kind of things. Heck, we're dealing with our own. We've come from the world where we thought we were invincible, and now we're vincible, right? And mm-hmm. how do we address that? How do we now understand that we're not made of bubble wrap, and we have mm-hmm. our own needs and cares, and how can we serve our generation to the best of its ability, other than just a few jokes about Back to the Future, right? And so that's where we just said, let's take this and let's make the audience focused. The focus of the audience is us, the Gen X group. And then from there, how do we then broaden what we're doing for that particular audience to make it meaningful, to make it something where you as listeners want to tune in each time we have something? Because yes, there might be episode where there's some fun history, but then the next episode might be, how do we care for elder parents? How do we do some self-care? How do we manage our weight? How do we deal with real estate? I mean, everything. And so it opens it up to topics that us as a Gen X generation are weighing in our heads and our minds and our hearts right now. And it really gives us the ability to really expand and try what's the good word for it, fellas? Not just expand, but try to make more relevant to the needs of Gen Xers today.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to connect with our generation, and ultimately it's we still plan to be as hilarious as possible, because that brings us tremendous enjoyment in this. But we also want to make sure that we're also meaningful and provide purpose to our listeners. And we shared a lot of great things in the Wayback Chronicles podcast. We waxed a lot of nostalgia, because it got us walking down memory lane an awful lot. But we knew that eventually we were going to run out of years to cover, and things to learn. You know, and there's still some of that stuff we still want to talk about, but there's so much more that we can do for our audience, for ourselves, and we look forward to doing that.
Yeah, I think the Wayback Chronicles podcast itself, like the format that we've been following, where we kind of go through the historical things that have happened, the nostalgic things that have happened through the years, that doesn't go away. We're adding to that format really topics that are relevant to you. We plan on, and to be more specific, like we're planning on bringing in experts that can talk about things that are relevant to us, like, you know, investment strategies, to retirement planning, to the things that are important to you. I think the thing that we really were kind of focused on was, like, we want to provide value to you. Your time is valuable as a listener, and we want to provide you with some content that is helpful to you, that it's not just entertaining, because I mean, the three of us cannot be serious for more than, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds. I mean, we just can't. Like, the three of us are just, we've been best friends for the longest time. We love to laugh. That's just in our DNA. That is not changing. We're going to continue to do that, but we're going to present you with some useful and helpful information, and really kind of but still staying true to our roots, which is fun, engaging, you know, hopefully humorous. It's humorous to us. I mean, let's be honest, like, absolutely, the three of us laugh more than anybody else probably, but I mean, we really want to continue that humorous delivery. And we've got some really, really good stuff. We've been cooking up some ideas. We've got some, I think, some really fun, innovative things that we're about to, that we're going to incorporate in this next format that I think everybody will really enjoy. So, as a Wayback Chronicle listener, first of all, thank you for coming along with us. We hope that you've enjoyed the podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed the format. And we really would invite you to join us on this Gen X journey that we're putting together. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, I think I'm excited about it, honestly, guys. I don't know. I'm sure y'all are too, but
absolutely.
We put it together, new logo, we put together new name. Like, it's a brand new launch, brand new start. And we've been doing, how long have we been doing the Wayback Chronicles format? It's been
November of 2022. So almost a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, almost 18 months. And we kind of felt it was time to sort of like stop and reevaluate, you know, like let's look at the listeners that we have, like how many subscribers do we have? How many people that are tuning in every time? How many downloads do we have and that sort of stuff? And, you know, this is sort of one of the reasons that we're like, maybe it's time to make some changes. Maybe it's time to like fine tune, focus and stuff. And so that's sort of the reason that we're looking at making a little bit of format change, but yeah. Anyway.
But I think what's important to know is the Wayback Chronicles was the podcast, right? And we had a Facebook page as a result of the podcast. We're rebranding that. The Gen X Journey is the brand, and the podcast is just an extension now of the brand. And our brand is going to be on all social media platforms. And in addition to this podcast, that's a supplement to the things that you're going to see on Facebook, on Instagram, on your social media platforms. So we want to make it clear that this podcast is not the core of it. This is an extension of more education and more relevant things that we can bring to you. But we're very excited to have a brand, and that's the Gen X Journey brand. And we're happy to have the Gen X Journey podcast as a result of the brand. So just to make that clear, this is a very exciting moment because we are actually coming up with a solid brand, and this is an extension of that.
Yep, right on. So, you know, as Noel mentioned, you know, thank you so much for our listeners to the support we received, the participation and the laughs and memories we've created together over the past 18 months. We appreciate that. And that's what keeps us going. Absolutely. And so on behalf of Noel, Keith and I, thank you for that. Thank you for joining us on this last episode of the Wayback Chronicles. And we look forward to seeing you next time on the Gen X Journey.
It's going to be fun. I think you all will really enjoy this.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And thank you all for your loyalty. And we have a good core, and we want to continue, you know, we'll bring you guys over to the Gen X Journey. Can hopefully you guys can continue it on with us. We look forward to that. Would certainly buy y'all to continue to stay with us. So
some good changes are happening, and we can't wait to share them with you.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
For listening to the Wayback Chronicles. All shows are written and produced by Noel, Keith, and Steve. Massive thanks to those who made these memories possible for us through the years. All songs, sounds, and effects have been attributed in the comments section and through links listed on waybackchronicles.podbean.com. We look forward to taking you way back again in the very near future.